Hi guys, I don't normally run ads on this show, but this is the family business, luggagewarehouse.co.za. My dad, my brother, my stepbrother, my uncle have all worked for Luggage Warehouse directly, and I've done freelance brand strategy for them for years now. So it supports the whole family, it supports this show indirectly. So if you're looking for luggage, accessories, handbags and fashion stuff, even you can go to luggagewarehouse.co.za. And there are two products that I want to pull out for you here. Number one being Builder Set, which allows you to create your own combination of large, small, medium, check-in, hand luggage, all that stuff. And it gives you a discount for each additional bag you buy, up to a certain limit, I think. But you can get great discounts on big collections of big luggage. So if you're thinking of immigrating, it's the perfect way to kind of gear up for that. And the second thing I want to pull out is Luggage Glove, which is a protective sleeve that my dad invented. My brother has kind of perfected over the years. It's a thick 3D fabric mesh sleeve that pulls over your luggage and then locks closed. It's got a TSA lock. It's got holes for the handles, so it's quite convenient. It's not like single-use plastic wraps because you don't have to cut open a hole in the plastic to use the handle. You can take it off easily. It's got a combination lock, and it's much more sustainable because you're not just murdering turtles with single-use plastic. But it makes the bag much more difficult to get into, and it protects it from bumps and scrapes. And if you are emigrating, then those are two important things, because you might be carrying actual valuables in your check-in luggage, and because they're going to be heavy and you might be going a long distance, they can pick up some major damage. So Luggage Gloves do a great job of protecting your luggage in the long term. That's it for my pitch. Luggagewarehouse.co.za. There's a link in the show notes. So I'm very excited to get today's episode out. It is all about offshoring money, how to move money out of South Africa, what the process is, who can help you, how much you can move. And it's a fascinating conversation that I found very useful because it kind of demystified the whole process to me. A couple of notes, though. I am talking to two financial professionals, but everything in this podcast is explicitly not financial advice. We're not allowed to offer financial advice. I don't give it. And because they're not acting in their official capacity, they're not giving it. So don't take this as advice. Another note is that we had to do a couple of recording pickups due to some technical issues. So you might notice particularly my voice change, as I had a little bit of a cold when we first recorded, and then I got better by the time I did the pickups. So sorry about that. Anyway, enjoy the episode. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to South African Expats, the podcast for the immigration-curious South Africans. Today, we're talking about a topic that is, I think, quite mystifying for a lot of people who want to immigrate. It's finances, it's tax, it's moving your money overseas, it's should you move your money overseas and when and how and all that kind of thing. I think it's a much more opaque part of the process than visas and passports, which themselves are quite confusing. So today, we've got two experts on the show. We're talking to Hayley Ruiz from Carrick Global Wealth. And we're talking to Candace Kunick from Currency Partners. Candace, did I pronounce your surname right?
That's correct.
Okay, great. Thank you guys both so much for being on the show today.
Of course.
Thanks for inviting us.
So we're chatting to Hayley and Candace today because they both work in the financial industry. Carrick Global Wealth is, I'll let Hayley tell you a little bit more about that. So Hayley, why don't you tell us a little bit more about Carrick Global Wealth?
Carrick Global Wealth Limited is actually part of the Greater Carrick Group. So the Carrick Group is a group of bespoke financial advisory services. For the purposes of today, I'm really going to focus on our South African entity, so Carrick Wealth, head office based in Cape Town. We really do focus on the individual and more towards your executive. These are the individuals that really do have excess liquidity and discretionary monies that they're obviously looking to diversify their portfolios. Carrick as a group, we really do focus on offshore investment, but as well as the local. So if we look at the South African entity, we very much help with their local portfolios and deal with local providers, as well as the offshore world of investing, trusts, bonds, platforms.
Right now, how is immigration fitting into the picture with your clients?
Well, at the moment, I mean, just across South Africa, if we look at our downgrade that happened last year, as well as COVID, there's a lot of fear amongst South Africans, and rightfully so. South Africans know that they want to externalize assets, perhaps live where it's warm and invest where it's cold.
Right.
So we really do cater for about three or four different types of clients.
Sure.
So the first one is your wealthy executive that is just really looking at diversifying their portfolio. They're looking at taking assets offshore. And that's really for a rainy day fund that if something happens, you know, I have funds offshore, or if something happens to the Rand, I have hard currency. So that's probably your what for your first client. The second one is clients that are potentially looking at immigrating. So these are our clients that, you know, their kids perhaps are at school at the moment, and when they hit tertiary education, they want to move across to whether it's the UK or perhaps America with their kids. Mm-hmm. Or perhaps it's your clients that know that on retirement, they would like to move somewhere else besides South Africa. So it's very much obviously helping those clients externalize their RANDs and investing for that time when they obviously need it. The third one is obviously the clients that we're probably going to be focusing on today. And those are the clients that are currently looking at immigrating. So they're starting to obviously look at their visas. They're looking at their passports. They're preparing to make this move. And then it's obviously slightly different advice that we'll be giving those clients. The fourth is really clients that perhaps are moving to a country that Carrick already has an existing office. So that's, for example, me in the UK, Carrick Global Wealth Limited. We're based in London. And it's just really helping those clients navigate the immigration process, as well as helping them on this side. You know, what is tax efficient based on what their goals and what they're obviously looking to achieve, and what is the best portfolio that they should be in, as well as wrapper.
Right. Okay. So Carrick is essentially a holistic financial services company, but then Currency Partners is their primary partner for moving money overseas.
Correct. Currency Partners assists Carrick and Carrick's clients with Forex. So whether the clients are just looking to externalize some rands offshore, they will assist with obviously placing the trade and logging the spot rate. And then as well as they help our clients that are in the process of immigration. So they will help them through the financial migration process and the old financial immigration.
Right. So Candice, you guys basically do the legwork when it comes to the Forex transactions and all that.
Can you give me an overview of the kind of work you do and the work that Currency Partners does with Carrick Wealth?
Sure. I'm a business consultant here in the Cape Town office, and our business was established in 2013. We've got offices in Johannesburg, KZN, and Cape Town. And as Hayley mentioned, we specialize in the foreign exchange. Being the largest intermediary in the country, we assist private clients with sending their funds offshore, as well as the services that facilitate this process, such as obtaining the foreign tax clearance, SARB approvals, foreign currency accounts, etc. And in addition to these services, we provide the full tax migration offering as well.
So can you tell us a little bit more about what the rules and regulations are when it comes to moving money overseas as a South African resident, what the considerations are?
As a South African resident, every resident can send off R1 million within a calendar year under their discretionary allowance. And it's important to note that these allowances work within a calendar year and not a tax year. And this can be taken offshore each year without any additional requirements.
Right.
Each South African resident can also do an additional R10 million per year, and that goes out in terms of their foreign capital allowance. And in order for them to send these funds out under this allowance, you'd need to just apply for a tax clearance. And we assist with that tax clearance process as a complimentary service when we are handling the FX, and it's a paperless process. So we can handle it on behalf of the client, and the tax clearance is then valid for 12 months from the date of the approval. So as a South African individual, each year you can take out up to R11 million per calendar year. And if they'd like to externalize any amount over that R10 million, we would then assist them in applying to the South African Reserve Bank, which we can facilitate on their behalf. And the special approval requires a letter of compliance from SARS and an application to the Reserve Bank.
Right. But R11 million should sort most people out most calendar years.
Typically, yes.
Okay. So when it comes to moving that first million and though that 10 million across, now obviously you've paid income tax or some kind of tax on that million when you earned it or received it. When you send it off again, is there another tax that's applied to it?
When the South African resident takes that, you know, their single discretionary allowance out, there aren't any additional taxes. But we can maybe chat about the actual tax migration process a little bit later. Hmm. And, you know, that's really around declaring your worldwide your worldwide assets. And, you know, Hayley can also talk through some of the, you know, she lives in the UK, so she understands the double taxation agreements that some countries have. And that's something that clients need to consider before making the decision as to whether they should do the tax migration. And then, you know, amounts over a million where they are doing their foreign capital allowance, that's where they apply to SARS, just to make sure that everything is in order from their personal tax point of view, in order to get that clearance to take funds out. But anything below a million goes out without any additional requirements.
But I imagine that 10 million, that figure would it trigger an audit, as you say, just check SARS, checking that everything is shipshape?
Yeah, so they would look at the client's tax profile, make sure that all of their personal income taxes are up to date, that there are no personal income tax or provisional liabilities outstanding. The client would just give a breakdown of their balance sheet and a proof or confirmation of the source of funds, and they just check everything is in order on that side and give the clearance.
Okay, so let's talk about tax migration. What is the step-by-step process, the cost structure on your side, and about how long does it take?
So we are finding there is an increase in the requests for advice and assistance with tax migration, which was known prior to March 2021 as financial immigration. And if you're planning to leave or already have left South Africa to live abroad and you haven't notified SARS of your departure, you still classified as a South African resident deemed to be living temporarily abroad. So you therefore are still subject to the same tax laws and financial regulations as South African residents living in South Africa. And by completing the tax migration process, you absolve yourself of these resident obligations. So actually physically leaving the country versus notifying SARS that you're no longer a SARS tax resident are two different processes. There's three aspects to consider when deciding whether an expat needs to complete that tax migration process. And that's to avoid paying a double taxation on worldwide assets, as well as whether or not they need access to their RA, their retirement funds. There were changes to that regulation which stipulate that an expat needs to be living outside of the country for a minimum of 3 years before they can draw this out. And that was one of the recent changes which took place on the 1st of March 2021. And the third thing to consider is whether they are needing to access an inheritance as a South African or from a South African resident estate if you no longer have a green barcoded ID. But the situation, Jonathan, for each individual family is unique. And that's why, for this reason, our team engages with each client on an individual basis to best understand their specific circumstances and formulate the plan for their migration, which ties into the relevant tax advice which is necessary for them to make an informed decision prior to starting that process and decide whether or not it's even necessary. So we charge $15,500 for the full process for an individual and $19,500 for a family unit. So depending on the complexity of the application, the process can then take between 3 to 6 months and then up to 3 years for the final withdrawal of that RA.
It's a pretty straightforward fee structure in that case, quite easy to understand. And that only triggers if you complete a consultation and you decide to actually pull the trigger and make the move, right?
Correct. So they would have the initial conversation with our client service team. And once we have formulated their plan, we would then quote them and the client would then decide whether or not they'd like to proceed.
So that's tax migration. And that's the much bigger step of kind of disentangling yourself financially from South Africa completely. But in the case of the person moving overseas to literally anywhere, and they want to take money with them, start a bank account in this new country, have proof of address, and generally be able to perform transactions in that country, what is the process then?
We have a well-established and widespread partnership with financial advisors and family offices, asset managers and investment platforms within the financial services industry. And many clients, you know, default to making use of their own bank without being cognizant of the fact that their bank can charge anywhere between 1% and 3% on the quoted exchange rate. So we are multi-bank. And due to our forex volumes, we are able to obtain competitive pricing from our banking partners, which we would then pass on to benefit the client in the form of a saving anywhere between 1% up to 2.5%. So if they are looking to send funds offshore, they would be able to engage with us, register through our paperless online registration, and then we would probably, the client would be chatting to Carrick at the same time, just to understand how and where they need to be sending these funds and how they'd be invested.
And what exactly does the process look like step by step?
To summarize the process, we open that local settlement account. So it's a savings account with either one of our banking partners. The client would do an EFT from their local bank account. Once we've received the funds into that settlement account, the dealer would contact the client, quote the exchange rate, and then we would have one of a few options. Does the client want to pay the monies into a foreign currency account? And that's the account I mentioned, which we can use to assist clients to hedge, where they can convert into pounds, hold it in that foreign currency account until they have their offshore options available. And that could be the transactional account, or it could be an investment where the advisor has advised what offshore investments would be applicable for their particular risk profile. But it's also important to note that that foreign currency account that we offer is not a transactional account, but it is held within the borders of South Africa, but it's in hard currency. And that's the process. Hopefully that just simplifies it for them.
Sure. And what is the delay between wanting to draw money from an account like that and receiving it?
It would be a similar SWIFT transaction process where once we've sent the funds off to the transactional bank account offshore, it's approximately 48 hours before they reach it, they receive it on the other end.
Right. So then, Hayley, on your side, you're in the UK. You're there to help assist with the landing as people arrive. And does that include assisting with setting up bank accounts and so forth?
We very much can assist advising clients. Clients that are in the process of moving, by all means, feel free to reach out. And I can obviously, because I've been through this process now, perhaps assist with what I did. But otherwise, bank accounts should be very much set up by themselves.
And I think prior to this conversation, you mentioned that there were two relatively new banks that make it quite a lot easier to set up for a South African.
Correct. So there's probably be a few across Europe, but the two main ones in the UK are going to be Monzo and Starling. So I know of individuals that have managed to, in fact, set these up from South Africa and were able to transfer some funds prior to actually flying. For me, that wasn't the case. I, in fact, wasn't able to open it up until I was within the UK and I had to have my first proof of residency. So, I mean, by all means, perhaps give it a try, but likely is they'll need to set it up on landing.
Right. Did you have to go into an office for that?
No. So with Monzo and Starling, they're full online banks, which is obviously quite useful, especially that I was in quarantine on arrival. So it was very much just a video process. You hold up your passport, you say, you know, a sentence. But otherwise, if you do want to go into a Lloyds or an HSBC, very much you would likely have to have a in-store visit. A lot of the banks are trying to be fully online, especially in COVID, but always worth going in.
So Currency Partners works with Carrot Global Wealth as essentially a supplier and partner. But can I also go directly to you guys?
Sure. So we work with both our existing partners and with direct clients. We have the personal registration on our website, and we have a national team of business consultants available to assist a client with any query he or she may have about sending their money offshore.
So on both your sides, Hayley, do Carrick charge for consultations, or is there kind of like a tester period where I can inquire and find out if it's the right fit for me?
Correct. Every initial discussion with clients, there's absolutely no charge. It's only from a Carrick perspective, we only charge once the client actually takes out an investment and then we a percentage of the investable assets. I must obviously pop in a little disclaimer there because the UK office is slightly different in the fact that if we do give you advice and if you don't want to go ahead with our proposal, there's in fact a fee that will be charged. But all initial conversations very much are free of charge. Also, if clients approach us and they are looking to obviously migrate at this stage and they're in the immigration process, I mean, we would just obviously refer over onto Candace and she would be able to assist those clients. And through all of that, there would be no charge.
Right. And is the same true of Currency Partners, Candace?
Yes. So we also don't charge that consulting fee. We would quote before we proceed with a tax migration or SARB application. Our pricing model is very simple. So when a client is ready to send funds offshore, they'll be chatting to the dedicated dealer who'll quote them with the relevant exchange rate. And our fee and margin would be priced into that final exchange rate. So the fee will be declared on that trade confirmation. And the tax clearance process is a complimentary service as part and parcel of us being able to send the funds offshore for clients.
It's very heartening to hear. Well, just to have this conversation for someone who is, you know, I'm a kind of creative person who almost defines myself by not being particularly smart when it comes to finance matters and tax matters and all that kind of thing. So that side of the whole process is very mystifying to me and very arcane, but it sounds like it's actually much simpler than I thought it was, which is awesome. So lastly, besides the information you've given us so far, do you have any advice on a process or a mindset that an expat might find useful when considering migrating?
Yeah, of course. I mean, the biggest advice that I can give to guys that are in the immigration process is take your time and obviously get proper advice based on your situation. I think the biggest things that happen is people are on a rush. They're quite anxiety driven because perhaps they've left it for the last minute. And that's when errors, you know, crop up, or when you pay extra fees that you don't need to. You know, take your time with this process, seek advice very early on. Everyone is happy to obviously assist you through this process. And then with regards to the emotions, I mean, the guys that are taking vast amount of money out, I mean, whether you're using your 10 million in allowance or perhaps a special clearance, it's very anxious for the client because for currency partners' assistance to clear your money, you literally have to log on to your Standard Bank, your FNB, and push that send button, you know, and the amount of emotions that obviously go through your mind, it's normal, you know, and just reaching out to someone that's either been through the process or an advisor that constantly takes clients through the process will be able to calm your nerves and obviously show you every step of the way where your funds are, you know, what it looks like in that bank account. So you feel a part of the process versus just clicking the button and hoping to hell that it arrives on the other side.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely ask for help. Candice, from your side?
So we'll always endeavor to find the best solution for our clients. We assist many South Africans with externalizing their wealth. So we can also partner with one of our UK partners as a solution for clients wanting to bring money back to South Africa at any point. South Africans have allowances which allow them to externalize a considerable amount of money each year. So they can feel free to chat to us if they have any questions around the process. A lot of South Africans living abroad are in such a big hurry to complete the tax migration process and externalize funds, but we encourage them to make sure that they are educated on the facts around their decisions and lean on the expertise of their financial advisors to make the right decision for them.
Right. Absolutely. If you've got the advantage of having a service like Carrick with you, then definitely make use of them, you know, make them earn those financial advisor fees. Guys, thank you so much for your time and and the information that you shared with us. I think it's really gone a long way towards simplifying the financial and tax immigration process for a lot of people. And I think it'll be a great comfort to know that you have a fairly large leeway when it comes to moving cash overseas for immigration purposes. And then the tax immigration process, if you actually do stay long term in your new home, it's a process that takes some time. So you can think about it as you go along. You can plot your steps carefully. You can work with people like Haley and Candice, and they'll give you the best advice. It's less intimidating than I thought it would be. So thank you very much for that, for your time, guys.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Jonathan. Really appreciate it, and stay well.
Thanks for having us, Jonathan.
South African Expats is produced by Jonathan Vanka and brought to you by Ping Productions.